It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Josh Benega, Lac La Parle County Veteran Service Officer. This program brought to you by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247 and Madison VFW Lac La Parle County Post 1656. Two great service organizations which operate facilities in both communities, organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac La Parle Veteran Service Officer. And, well, Josh, you got a guest with you today.
Who is this?
No, she's a stranger. I've never met her before.
We have the one and only Ivy Vondahar here.
Good morning, Ivy.
Good morning, Josh and Maynard.
Yeah, we've got Ivy tucked over in the corner here, but she's got some info to pass along. You going to do that first, or are we going to make Ivy wait a little bit here?
Well, Ivy, what would you like to do?
It's your program, dear.
Okay, well, let's salute a veteran first, and then we can let Ivy talk.
Sounds good. Who are we saluting today?
We are saluting Private First Class Lawrence Hugo Rademacher. Lawrence was born on November 7th, 1937, in Ortonville and passed away on March 25th, 1990. He was from the Rosen area originally. I think he settled in New Ulm. He entered active duty on March 14th, 1957 in Madison, the United States Army. He was called up from the reserve status, and he was honorably discharged 2 years later on March 13th, 1959 at Fort Devens, Massachusetts. Excuse me. He was a heavy weapons infantryman with Company B of the 2nd Brigade of the 60th Infantry. He served during peacetime between Korea and Vietnam, so that was considered a peacetime service. And he earned the Good Conduct Medal for his 2 years of active duty. So we thank you, Lawrence, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
Very good. Hats off to the veterans, as always. There you go. You better put your hat back on. You're gonna get a sunburn with glare. The warm weather. Well, Ivy, what do you have for us today?
Okay. Thank you for letting me take some time of your Veterans Service Program. May is a very busy month for the veterans organizations. Starting today through Friday, the VFW Auxiliary is distributing their Buddy Poppy posters to the business places in Madison. Next week, May 7th through Friday, May 11th, the American Legion Auxiliary will be distributing their Poppy posters to the business places in Madison. Then Tuesday, May 15th, is the VFW Poppy Day, with the auxiliary members handing out Buddy Poppies to the public. On the following Tuesday, May 22nd, the American Legion Auxiliary will be distributing their poppy to the public in exchange for donations that support the welfare of veterans, active military personnel, and their families. After the battles were fought in World War I, the blood-red poppy flourished in France and Belgium when battlefields became burial grounds. The red flower suddenly bloomed among the newly dug grave sites of fallen service members, turning the graveyards into fields of red. Surviving soldiers came to see the poppy as more than a flower. It became a symbol of their sacrifice. The red poppy has served as an official symbol of remembrance for these organizations for nearly a century. The symbolism in wearing a red poppy can be traced to the efforts of one woman, Mona Michael. In 1918, she was inspired by the poem In Flanders Field, written by Canadian Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae. Miss Michaels wrote a poem, a reply, that was stated, "We shall keep the faith." The last stanza expressed her idea to wear a poppy. And now the torch and poppy red we wear in honor of our dead. Fear not that ye have died for naught. We'll teach the lesson that ye wrought in Flanders Field. Do you hear the obligation, she states? We'll teach the lesson that ye wrought in Flanders Fields. She decided she would always wear a poppy to honor the fallen. Some businessmen gave her $10 and asked her to purchase poppies for them to wear. Essentially, the first time a donation was accepted in exchange for the small flower. The following year, the American Legion and American Legion Auxiliary adopted the flower. The VFW adopted the Buddy Poppy. The organization stressed that everyone wear the poppy to honor the living veterans and those who lost their lives. Wearing the poppy is such a simple thing Americans can do to honor the sacrifices that people in the military make to protect our country. Our Madison business places are such wonderful supporters of the Poppy program. We and the veterans thank them for their generous donations. So on Tuesday, May 15th, and Tuesday, May 22nd, get your poppies to wear. May is also a very patriotic month. The flag code, as passed by Congress, stresses the flying of the American flag to be flown on these special days. May 13th on Mother's Day. May 15th is Peace Officers Memorial Day. This is a new one to me. The flag is to be flown at half staff until sunset. That's May 15th, the Peace Officers Memorial Day. May 19th is Armed Forces Day. And of course, May 28th is Memorial Day. The flag is to be flown at half staff until noon. Because the nation lives, the flag is returned to the top of the staff at noon. You'll notice I say staff. This is because the big flag in your yard is on a staff. The flagpole on a ship is the mast. Remember that you can take any old flags to the courthouse. Josh Benega, our veteran service officer, has a collection bin in the hall by his office. All these old flags will be retired in a retirement ceremony, burned properly, and ashes buried. So, enjoy May, a very patriotic month.
All right. Thank you, Ivy. A lot of good information there.
Very good information. Yes. Thank you, Ivy.
Well, Josh, our topic today, keeping up with your appointments. That's not always easy to do, is it?
No, yep. But I did want to make one comment about that flag bin. There's also another sponsor of that flag bin.
Another sponsor.
Okay. Miss Ivy Vonda. Oh.
Well, there.
You've seen those. I'm sure you've seen those pictures around town. Yeah.
Give credit where credit is due.
Exactly.
Yes, I thank you so very, very, very much, Josh. Yep. I bugged you for many years.
I figure if the flag lady puts her approval on it, it must be good.
Yep, there you go. And, of course, if people are downtown, if they just want to drop them off here, you know, we've always taken them. And
they can just leave them at my house at 304 Western Avenue. I've got a big church bench up on the front porch. Okay. You can just lay them on there, or at the VFW, they can leave them there, and at the radio station here.
Yep.
But that saves us the trip of taking them to the courthouse for that. And well,
I just give them to Josh when he comes in on Monday, and then he has to take them.
Well, sure. Yeah. Okay, smart. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Ivy.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you, dear.
You're welcome.
Okay, where were we here, Josh?
Keeping up with your appointments.
Yes.
Yeah, there was an article in this month's VA Update, which is a monthly newsletter put out by the St. Cloud VA, discussing options for veterans to remain abreast of their appointments through the St. Cloud VA healthcare system. Making appointments and when you can't keep them, canceling them are important ways they work together to take care of veterans. Keep contact information, including addresses, home and cell phone numbers, and email addresses up to date. Check in with the clerk or at one of the self-service kiosks during your appointment there. Life happens, so if you can't make an appointment, that's okay, but please let us know so we can fit another veteran into that slot. If I'm running late for an appointment, I'll always call the St. Cloud VA and let them know that I'm on my way. I'll be 10, 15 minutes late, whatever. Always make them aware that, if you're running behind or if you can't make that your scheduled appointment, that there's another veteran in need that may want that appointment time. So
good idea.
Yeah, here's a quick look at the more common ways that St. Cloud VA works together to manage appointments. They send out reminder letters for established patients. They don't automatically schedule routine appointments like annual exams, but they have the option to schedule a future appointment during a checkout, or they'll send you a letter reminding you to schedule your appointment. Once an appointment is made, they send another letter with the appointment details. You can call them by phone, 320-252-1670, then press 2, and select the appropriate option for the appointment type you want to make or cancel. I do that a few times a week in my office for veterans who would like to schedule appointments. And there's an automated phone service system. What it does, it automatically calls to remind you of an upcoming appointment, usually 2 days in advance. You can use it to find out the dates and times of your future appointments and to order prescription refills 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can also cancel or request rescheduling of appointments. And again, that phone number is 320-252-1670, but you can press option 1 and use the automated phone service system. You can schedule appointments online through MyHealthyVet. You can use online scheduling to self-schedule primary care appointments for your assigned primary care team, view or cancel existing primary care and mental health clinic appointments, make requests for help scheduling primary care and mental health appointments. To use the online scheduling, you do need a DS Logon Level 2 premium account. I have no idea what that is.
I was just going to say, what is that?
Yeah. But you can stop by at the St. Cloud VA Health Hub in Building 29, Room 20, during your next visit and get that established. Basically, they have you sign a few documents and collect some information so you can have a little more access to the online options for your VA appointments. And text message reminders. I've put this out in the newspaper a couple of times
right,
already.
We talked about that before.
Vet text.
Right.
It's a convenient text message system, sends VA appointment reminders via text message. I remember 12, 13 years ago, I said, don't text me, just call me. Well, now I get more text messages than I do phone calls, and I'm not complaining.
Yeah, well, you don't have to be there and actually pick up the phone for the text. I mean, you can look at it at any time, so it's kind of handy. So
yes, it is. Yep. It's very handy.
Yep.
You can confirm or cancel out of an appointment with an easy text reply. Veterans are automatically enrolled in this. If you opt out or want to restart text messages, appointment reminders, you can text start to a previous reminder message and service will resume, or text start to 909-954-0651.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah, just a number of different ways that the VA keeps in contact with veterans and their appointments. You know, with technology, getting more prevalent these days, they're branching out into more means of communicating with veterans for their appointments. So
very good. Well, we're getting to the end of the program here, Josh. Give them your contact information.
That we're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday in the lower level of the courthouse.
Garden level.
I will be out a couple times this week. I got appointments this afternoon and one on Wednesday morning, so we'll be out those times, but you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. And the Veterans Linkage Line is 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org.
Just look at Josh's arm if you forget that vet linkage line there, and there it is. So
don't be distracted
by the big
bicep.
Guns. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, Josh and Ivy, thanks for getting on the radio today, and we'll see you both again real soon.
Thank you.
All right. That's Vets Info on the Air for this morning. Here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is heard every Monday morning at this time on Q92. Brought to you by Madison VFW, Lac La Parle County Post 1656, and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next Monday morning, same time, right here for Vets Info on the Air.